books are geared towards.
No plastic bags.
No plastic bags.
I don't have any.
I still wake up in cold sweats. Like, who does this take the bag?
So in real life, who could take who in a fight? Come on.
He would win. He's crazy. He's a wild card, you know? You don't know what you're going to get. No, it's funny, in the movie, you know, we have this dynamic where he bullies me relentlessly, but, I mean, he's like the coolest dude in the world. We hung out all the time during filming and dinners and skating and whatnot, him teaching me how to shred. But, yeah, I don't think we'd ever fight in real life.
Yeah, I don't think we would. Yeah.
So did you guys do any sort of, like, brotherly bonding on set? Because you guys came up, me and my sister used to beat each other up just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we bonded quite a lot. We were in the car for such a long time, you know, so just, like, because if we weren't, like, bonding, it'd be pretty boring.
It'd be pretty tough, yeah.
Yeah, but we bonded a lot, and it was, it was really fun, like, never, like, always looking forward to coming on set and just hanging out with everybody.
We filmed for, like, 3 months, and, like, in those 3 months spent, probably like a solid 2 weeks of time, like in just the car. You know what I mean? Just like the four of us, no crew members, just driving and, you know, improvising or whatever. Like John and Jonathan in the we had a walkie-talkie in the car, and they would say, "Let's go from here, try this." And so there's a lot of just ridiculousness, and, you know, like you showing each other YouTube videos and getting songs stuck in our heads and making very elaborate high fives. We felt like after a 2 month process, we honed into a super cool high five.
Yeah.
Stoked about. And, yeah.
You had some very colorful language.
Yeah. Yeah. That, at first, it was like, all right, like, I gotta say these things. But then, I don't know, after a while, like, since all the other takes, and it's just like, okay, I'll cuss again. But, like, there were times where, like, I was just like, I actually have to say that. Like, this isn't a joke. Like, there were, like, they'd throw me some lines that I was just like, whoa. It was crazy.
How old are you?
I'm 11, so turning 12 in August.
What did your parents think when they read the script and saw what you had to say?
My brothers and my dad thought it was pretty funny. my mom is fine with it, but, like, they know that, like, I won't take that, like, to home. Like, I won't cuss at home, so they were fine with it. Yeah.
Hey, you guys are young enough. There hasn't been a vacation movie in your lifetime, so did you have an awareness from seeing them either on video or on TV, or was this your, like, exposure to the world?
I can't do it again.
I can't.
We've been pretending we never heard of the original Vacation. I wasn't familiar with it. Once the audition process started, I went back and watched the original films to develop a sense of it. Yeah, and I'm glad I did, because especially looking at this script that John and Jonathan wrote, it did such a good job of taking the original and you know, incorporating that, but creating something fresh and different and super funny, kind of, you know, and not your dad's vacation kind of thing.
Yeah. I've had some pretty crazy vacations, but nothing near how it goes in this movie, but I heard of the vacations before, but I was pretty familiar with the Christmas Vacation, but not really National Lampoon's, and so I watched that one again. But yeah, I knew about him before, definitely.
You're a great singer.
That's all auto-tune. I didn't do
Did you know that song before you were playing it?
It changed. It was an array of awful 70s love songs, you know what I mean? Just like really cheesy, corny, like the corniest we could get. What did we end up going with? Summer Breeze,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'd have to go back to John and Jonathan, okay. But there was a couple ones that I loved. I like learned one and we changed it. And I worked with this voice coach in Atlanta, Mama Jan, great woman, love Mama Jan. And she, you know, she helped me become somewhat palatable, but she didn't have a lot to work with. And you know, Ed's a great guitarist and banjoist, and he gave me a bunch of guitar lessons. We jammed a whole lot.
Oh, so you didn't play before?
No, I did. I picked it up. Over the years, I'd messed around, but like about a month or two before we started filming, I started playing every day. And then Ed and I started jamming a lot. So I actually got those skills there, but I had a lot of help with the singing.
You work with so many great comedians. I'm curious what you picked up by watching everybody at work, like as far as comedic timing and how to really land a joke and that sort of thing.
Christina had really good timing. Like, And I really liked how she delivered all of her lines and just kind of, like, went for it and didn't, like, think about it too much. It was very real, which I really liked.
Steel starts every day by eating a donut. Like, rain or shine, breakfast every day, donut. And he killed it every day. So I took away that maybe I should start just sugary treats every morning. Like, you hear about fruit in the morning, keep it light. No, donuts, heavy donuts.
Donuts.
But there's a lot, man. Ed and Christine are just two of the funniest people I've ever met. And Ed has such an expressive face, and he really, really breaks down every scene. Going into it, you can see his mind just racing, and he puts all his energy into it. And, like, it's rare that we'll go through a scene from start to finish. He'll deliver a line, take a step back, deliver it again, take a step back. And we'll just kind of go through these motions until we lock into what we like. And so to watch him and really contrast with Christina, who's, like, equally hilarious, but, like Steele said, just, let's just do it, here we go, you know, and really kind of just naturally feeling it out. Yeah, learn a lot from those two, for sure.
How about the days on set with Chevy and Beverly, the originals? What was that like for you guys?
It was pretty neat, man. I mean, you know, you feel like I don't get like starstruck, but when you're meeting someone like that, it's like, okay, you know, you're from this really cherished franchise, and they still had it. To watch them go right back into the dynamic they had in the original films, and Chevy's just, you know, ridiculous. Like, this in the script, it would say he goes and gets his guitar from a case and brings it back to the table. And he ended up going over there, opening the thing, grabbing the guitar, and just started shaking it back and forth, and then, like, turning around and banging it up against the walls. And we're all kind of looking at each other at the table. And ended up using the take because it was so funny. And just kind of him just creating, you know, absurdity out of nothing was super cool to watch for me. What about you, bud?
Yeah, the way that he just grabbed that guitar and just started shaking it and just, like, and one of the lines was, like, it was something like, he gave him the guitar and he was like, yeah, this guitar was given to me by, like, Bob Dylan. And Skyler's like, the Bob Dylan? He's like, no. Like, it was just flat, like, no. Just, it wasn't, like, that was hard not to laugh. But yeah, his lines were great. His lines were really good.
Who are your kind of comedic heroes right now? Who do you really admire, look up to? In films or
me? You look up to me? Well, you can take it first, but why don't you go?
Skylar right here. Skylar's pretty good.
Thanks, buddy.
Aww. Yeah, no problem. There's a lot. I'm trying to think of his name right now. I don't know how I'm forgetting it. He was in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World TV show Arrested Development.
Oh, Michael Cera.
Michael Cera, yeah.
He's good. Yeah.
Skylar right here.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah. What's cool about this, Ed's like one of my favorite comedians, especially now having worked with him. So that was such a cool experience.
Have you watched his previous stuff?
I've watched The Office cover to cover, you know, like four times. And I'm just a big fan of his. And there's a lot of stand-up comedians. I mean, everyone loves, you know, Louis C.K. or, you know, folks like that. But as far as folks, you know, I got to work with, like, you know, Robin Williams and I in the Museum 3, who was definitely my favorite actor and comedian and everything, really. He could do everything. Yeah. So that was super special to work with him as well.
What was this thing that you had to psych yourself up to do? Was there a scene that you're like, I don't know, man?
Probably a lot, man. There's a lot of grossness in that movie. What do you think, man? The river, like, rafting was gnarly.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. The river rafting was crazy. And afterwards, we went through the river, and they, like...
Actually did it.
Yeah, we actually did it. And I was like, I've never done that before. Yeah. And I just thought that was super fun, except for one part. We're like...
The crazy wave.
I wasn't...
The
yeah.
And you almost flew over.
Yeah. I had a blast, though, doing that. But there were some lines that they would give me that was crazy.
Any one of this, every day, like, I look at the script and think, like, okay, how many times am I going to get hit by Steel today? And, like, let me prepare myself for this mentally and physically. And, like, the day with the bag where he chokes me out with this plastic bag. He felt like he's so good about it. Like, you know, it's really, like, it's nerve-wracking. You know, you're afraid you're going to hurt somebody. But I kept hearing rumors about, like, a breathable plastic safety bag. I don't know, like, where that started, but I'm like, oh, that makes sense. You wouldn't put a real plastic bag over someone's head. But no, you do. That's not a thing. They got there, and John and Jonathan were like, what do you think this is? Where did you hear that? So, like, you know, a couple hours just living in a bag. That was fun. But
I felt so bad doing that. That was just awful.
You're a good actor
because
you look like you're having a good time.
Well, I was just going to ask. I mean, I've talked to a lot of actors who played villains, and I'm not saying you're a villain, but they say it's really fun to be bad. Was it fun to be bad?
Oh, yeah. It was super fun. Yeah. I thought it was fun just to play, like, where I didn't really have to worry about anything. I could just, like, go for it, and I liked cussing. That was pretty fun. But, like, I love playing that character. That character was a blast to play.
Nice.
What about working with Chris Hemsworth? Because he's so different in this film than we've ever seen him before.
Yeah, we were just talking earlier. He's the coolest dude in the world. And when I first met him, I went up, the first thing I said was, like, if you want to get in the gym before we start rolling, I could show you some great tricks to, like, put on some muscle. And he's, like, super funny about it. And really just, it came so naturally to him. He was hilarious. Like, one of the funniest scenes in the movie for a lot of people is the scene with him coming into the room at night. And just, you know, so open to any idea. I had a great time working with him, yeah. What would you say, bud?
I had a great time working with him, too. He was really nice and just, like, I was like, that was a lot of likes. I was kind of amazed to meet him because, like, I mean, not starstruck, but, like, that's Chris Hemsworth. Like, that was super cool, and Thor. Like, that's super cool, and I was really grateful to be able to work with him, and really nice guy, really nice to me, and he was super funny in the movie.
Did you keep anything from set?
I feel like kept those Uggs, remember?
Oh,
did you
those
keep
Uggs.
Those?
Oh, obviously,
those?
I kept the Uggs,
I kept
man.
Those. Yeah.
We always see you get, like, you know, the wardrobe people give you, like, Uggs to wear, like, if it's a cold day in between takes or, like, for the river rafting stuff. Mm-hmm. I think we always were stealing the Uggs, but I don't know what happened to them. I need another pair. But I'm trying to think. I feel like we did take some stuff back.
I feel like we did, but I can't really remember.
Yeah, I can't either. The memories.
I feel like we need to ask everybody that comes through this question, what do you think the swastika button does on the key fob?
I don't want to know. I don't think, you know what I mean? We don't have to explore it.
Yes.
What are you guys doing next?
I don't really have anything coming up right now. Just kind of been doing auditions and just... nothing, like, that's coming up, so just second vacation.
I think I'll be in Puerto Rico in August working on a film called The Godmother, which is a little kind of a darker story, but it's a very cool film. Yeah.
Congratulations, you guys.
Thank you very awesome. Much. Appreciate
thank
that.
You.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you
appreciate
much.
It. Everyone have a good one.
You too.